Thank you, Lord. Okay. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, open your Bibles with me to John chapter 16 to begin with before we get into the text this morning. Years ago, all right, I went to real estate school in South Carolina. I was a real estate agent in South Carolina. And one of the things that we learned in the real estate class was a Latin word, caveat emptor. Caveat emptor. And what caveat emptor means is buyer beware. Amen. In other words, when you wrote a contract for a piece of real estate or land, there was a right of rescission. In South Carolina, it was 4 days. Virginia is 3 days for them to research the finances and see that everything in the contract is good. And they have the right to get out of it. And there's an old statement that says, buyer beware. And Jesus said in John 16, 13, he said, howbeit when the Spirit of truth shall come, he shall guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. In other words, my thoughts today is let's beware to take heed to what God's word says. And the scripture reference I want to go to today is found in Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. Jesus is casting evil spirits out of individuals, and the Pharisees were saying it was Satan. And Jesus said to them, well, Satan doesn't cast out Satan. Amen. And then he went on to talk about a house divided cannot stand. You know, united we stand, divided we fall. Amen. And what the adversary is constantly trying to do, he's trying to always divide the body of Christ. No matter what his purpose or the reason, he finds these little foxes that come in and spoil the vine. He says the little foxes. And sometimes the little foxes, they spoil the vine because they gnaw on the root. And if you gnaw on the root of a vine, eventually the vine's going to die. Right? Are you with me? So Jesus has some words to say to us in Luke chapter 11, beginning to read with verse number 23. He says, he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. You either gather or scatter. He said, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. He saith, I will return into my house whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh to him 7 other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of the man is worse than the first. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, blessed is the womb that bare thee and the paps which thou hast sucked. But he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. The title of this morning's message is Caveat Emptor, Buyer Beware. Jesus warns us of the slipping of the spirits of the separation. Amen? And he calls for us to surrender. So can we lift our word together and make a declaration here together and come into unity? Can you agree with me? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of everyone that's gathered here. Again, Lord, I pray, Father God, speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's gathered here. So, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to minister to every heart and life and have your way in this place. I will never cease to give you all the glory and all the praise, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. One of the things, the thing the Lord was speaking to me about, buyer beware, caveat emptor, about what we buy is the truth. That is the slipping away. You know, Paul Simon, if you go back, I'll go back a day or two. Back in the day, Paul Simon had a song that was called Slip Sliding Away. Slip Sliding Away. And that's what happens so much in the body of Christ when men and women don't take heed to the word of God. They all of a sudden begin slip, sliding, and away. And away. And what the Lord has given us in his word, he's given us warning, recognizing that he's the Genesis through Revelations and everything in between. So Jesus is warning us of these things. And so the first thing I want to look at is the slipping in 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. Verse number 18, he says, for when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them that live in error. So in other words, these people had come out of error, okay? So this mentality of this teaching that men and women of God can't slide away or can't fall back is a lie, the deception of the adversary. Jesus said, draw nigh unto me, and I'll draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hearts, he said, as you purify your hearts, you're double-minded. In other words, God says to you and I that he is the Genesis through Revelations. We just can't take one scripture and base our entire faith on one scripture. Amen? It's all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable. So he says, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption, for of whom a man is overcome, of the same he is brought into bondage. For after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again tangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse than the first. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they had known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. Amen? So when I'm looking at this and to beware of slipping, Jesus warns us in Matthew chapter 13. Matthew 13, Jesus himself speaking. He tells us how this happens. In verse 15, he says, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Man looks on the outward appearance. God, he's looking upon our hearts, okay? Amen. And he says to you, look at the one next to you and say, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, so we're choosing to speak life. Amen. Jesus gives us warning, but then he's telling the ones that are following me, blessed are your eyes for their seeing, and your ears for their hearing. Is anybody listening? Is anybody listening? Is there anybody listening? Amen. God doesn't want those that are sliding away, God slip sliding away. God wants to draw them back. Amen. God hasn't forgotten about them. He has a plan and a purpose for their life, and he hasn't changed his mind. Amen. So the Apostle Paul warns his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Are you with me? He gives us a warning. Caveat emptor. Buyer beware. And when I'm speaking of buyer beware, the gospel and the word isn't for sale. What we're being aware of is what we're buying as the truth. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth. And it's the truth that makes us free. It's the truth that keeps us free. Amen. So the Apostle Paul is warning his student Timothy. And 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, he said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So first off, the caveat emptor, or the buyer beware, Jesus is warning us about slipping away. Hey, he says for us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. This deception that we can serve God from the house. No, you can serve God from his house. You have something that others need. God gave you something that I need. I have something that you need. We need one another. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need everyone. Amen. I need your faith. I need the faith that you have. Everyone has a measure of faith, and as our faith comes together, we get to bind some rules of darkness and spiritual wickedness. We get to have some authority in the house. Are you with me? Amen. So first he says that the slipping. The second, I want to speak to you about the spirits of the devil. And the spirits are the little s. And your Bible, the Holy Spirit's the big S.
Yes.
Amen. The other spirits are the little S's. Now, I don't know about you, but the big S always trumps the little S. Come on. If something's capitalized, it's got a name that's more powerful than the one that isn't. Okay? Amen? So as we're looking at that, one of the things the Lord wants to show us is in Luke chapter 8, Luke 8, verse number 2. Remember when the devil, when Jesus said the devil will come back with seven others. Amen. More powerful than the other. And we have this account in Luke chapter 8. No matter what you've been through, no matter where you've been. He says, a certain woman, verse 2, which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils. Amen. One of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about in Mark chapter 16, when Jesus was resurrected from the dead, and verse number 9, who did Jesus go to first? Mary Magdalene. It says in verse number 9, now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. One of the things the Lord was speaking to me about, listen to me, the Lord said The first will be last and the last will be first. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, no matter what God has delivered you out of, He has a plan and a purpose of your life. He'll take everything that the enemy meant for evil. He'll turn around and use it for His glory and for His honor and for His praise. The first thing the adversary tries to steal from you is your value and your worth. And God says you have great value and great worth. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, He has He'll turn all those things around and use you mightily for His kingdom. Amen. Amen. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. The world says that you have no value or you don't have no worth because of where you've been and what you did. But God said that you have great value and great worth. He created you in His image. You were created in the image of God. And every time the adversary tries to deform that image, you need to remind yourself, I am the image of God. I was created in His likeness and in His image. And I'm going to bring joy to my heart. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. The adversary is always trying to steal our value and our worth. I was reminded of another one. If seven wasn't enough, it goes a little deeper than that. Amen? Let's look at me and Luke chapter 8 again. Luke chapter 8. We're going to look at the demoniac of the Gadarenes. He had a legion of demons. A legion of an army, a legion is 3,000 to 6,000 men. This man was loaded with some devils. Amen. And the word of God says, for he had commanded the verse number 29, for he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for oftentimes it had caught him and was kept bound with chains and fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, what is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command him to go out into the deep. And there was there a herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them. And he suffered them. And they went and went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place to the lake, and were choked. But I don't want to stop there. This demoniac of the Gadarenes that was cutting himself, was chained with feathers, was always hurting himself, self-wounding. He said, Jesus, now I want to follow you. But listen to what Jesus said to him in verse 39. He said, return to thine own house and show how great things God have done unto thee. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. Amen. What has God delivered you from? What has God set you free from? Hallelujah. Come on. All I ask you to do is get a card and invite somebody to church. I'm not asking you to preach at them. I'm not asking you to teach them. I'm just saying, hand them a card. Invite them to church. On the back of the card, it has the times of the services, the address, the website. Hey, you never know what will happen. I'm not trying to condemn anybody. I just think that you know what? I truly believe if there's a chair empty in this place, we haven't done our job. Hello? 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 I'm sure that everyone knows somebody that could use some Jesus.
Right.
Come on, anybody know anybody that needs Jesus? Hallelujah. Have you been praying for anybody? Just invite them. Give an invitation. Amen? Amen? You know, the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 6:12, he's just reminding us about these spirits that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. Our battle is not with people. Every time we put a face on it, we lose the battle every time. Amen. Amen. It's, the devil just stands back and laughs at us because we're fighting with one another. We're disagreeing with one another. We're condemning one another. We're judging one another. Hallelujah. Judge not lest you be. Amen. I don't know. I haven't arrived yet. Anybody with me? I'm still on a journey. Hallelujah. Amen. I ain't perfect, but I serve a perfect God. Amen. And his perfection is being perfected in you and I if we just trust him and listen to his voice. Amen. So he says, when I was looking at this, the slipping comes by the spirit of deception, the spirits, which brings separation. Amen. And 1 Timothy chapter 4, the Apostle Paul here is warning his student Timothy again. I love Timothy. Chapter 4, verse 1. He says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Amen. God's word does not change. His word remains the same. It changes us. We don't change his word.
That's right.
You know, I'm not going to go there. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord wouldn't let me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The Apostle Paul says to us in Romans 6, he said, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. God reminds you and I that we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Which means that we're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Amen. So as we're taking the word of God, we're applying it to our hearts and lives, there's a transformation that takes place. Amen. Amen. You know, sometimes when we're with someone every day, we don't witness the transformation as much because they're gradually being changed. But then all of a sudden you'll run into someone you haven't seen for years and what's changed with you? Something's different. You're not the same. You're introduced as a brand new person. You know? So the Lord is reminding us of for us not to slip, giving heed to the spirits that bring us separation, that separate us from the body of Christ. He says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, the apostle speaking to his student again, he says, preach the word, verse number 2. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears, or teachers that tell them what they want to hear, not what they need to hear. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. If this wasn't true, God wouldn't be saying it, right? But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. So with this in mind, the writer of Hebrews tells us in Hebrews chapter 3, Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. He gives us a warning, caveat emptor, buyer beware. He says in verse number 12, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end. Amen. He that begun a good work in me is faithful to see it through. Amen. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He that's begun a good work is going to finish what he started. Amen. So he's saying to us, he's giving us warning, caveat emptor, buyer beware. Beware of slipping by taking heed to the spirits that bring separation. Amen. And in other words, he can't really get you as much when you're united. Why do you think that husband and wives become one and God? Why do you think the adversary wants to split up husbands and wives and marriages and relationships? Because it brings them out of unity, it brings them out of oneness, and opens the door to the adversary. Amen. If two agree as touching anything they ask, it'll be done for them of the Father which is in heaven. Amen. So that's why we're coupled together through Christ Jesus. Are you listening? So in closing, everybody said, amen. Amen. He says to us that to help us from slipping, giving heed to the spirits that bring the separation, it's important for you and I to surrender. In 2 Peter chapter 3. Peter chapter 3 in closing.
Sing grace, how sweet the sound. The Savior rest.
As the Apostle Peter is closing his letter in verse number 17.
Was lost, but
he says, ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked fall from your own steadfastness.
Next verse.
But he didn't stop there. 'Twas
grace that taught.
He said, but grow in grace. What is grace? It's unmerited favor of God. And when we're growing in grace, we have unmerited favor for others. You know, for by grace we've been saved by faith. It was a gift of God, not of works, lest we should boast. It was, if we didn't deserve it, and we didn't earn it. And so many times in the body of Christ, we think we could only have grace for somebody when they did something to deserve it. But God's grace says even when they do something you don't like, give them to them anyway. Have a merited grace for them. So I don't know about you, but when I read that, the Lord said to me, son, what am I saying to you? I'm asking you to grow in grace.
The Lord has
And when we look at that, that means that God's speaking to who? He's speaking to everyone. He's speaking to every last one. And he says to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And glory, both now and forever.
What
the Lord is saying.
My chains.
Yeah. play the game and you have a losing attitude, guess what you're going to do? You're going to lose. But if you got that winning attitude, all of a sudden the game can come out. God's got some game. God gave you the spirit of God that's in you. And he wants that spirit to come out. No matter where you go, he wants that spirit of love to fill the atmosphere, the room, wherever you go. Amen. It transforms and changes life. Father, we're so grateful for your word. To accomplish what you sent it to do. You said first grow in greatness. And before I move on, maybe you're here today and you have not asked Jesus to come into your life as your Lord and Savior.
Come on, sing that.
Or maybe one time you asked him to come in, but you drifted away. You're not at that place you want to
be.
God wants you to know that all his sins come short of the glory of God. That the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. That God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life. What his Son did for you is he died on the cross and arose from the dead. He gave his living spirit to the light to put it all in place. The Bible says, be like Jesus, all that is placed in each own way. And the Lord has laid upon him. So by putting his trust in your trust in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation, it's all become the simple thing to God. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and hear my voice and open the door. You are here today, you're not in that place you need to be. You've drifted away, you haven't asked Jesus in your heart. Would you slip in your hands and say, Pastor, ask me, I need Jesus. Is there anybody here at all?
Amazing grace.
Anybody at all? Pastor, I need Jesus.
Amazing love.
I'm not in the place I need to be. Is that you?
Amazing grace.
Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're the searcher of every heart and every life. I thank you, Father God, for every man and woman and child that's in this room. We're not done yet. God's not finished yet. Look at your neighbor and say, God's not done yet. The Lord reminded me that today is Miracle Healing Sunday. And the Lord reminded me in Luke 13, there was a woman healed on the Sabbath. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, verse number 10, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. And was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And what the Lord spoke to me this morning about, there's many that's had sickness and disease for a long time. And you can pray for many times and you still have the sickness and disease. I just ask you to come in faith because I believe the Lord wants to break some spirits in the trouble. Amen. Just like Jesus cast the demons out of the demoniac, and the spirit of infirmity is a demon. He called it the spirit. Did he not?
For this hour,
so if there's you need healing, please come forward.
Awakening for you and you alone. Awake my soul and sing for the world you love. Your will be done, let your will be done.
Awake
my soul, awake
Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, you gave me instruction and it was simply what you said. I bind the spirit of infirmity over my brother right now. I bind that spirit. I call him loose from him in Jesus' name. Strengthen him, Father God. Touch him, Lord.
Like the rising sun.
Some people are afraid to come up, but that's okay. That's all right. God just wants you to give you the spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. We have the mind of Christ. But what the Spirit of God said, and we're all going to reach for this today. What the Spirit of God said, the greatest healing that's going to take place in this room today is for us to grow in the grace of God. Amen. To grow in the grace of God. If we're going to reach this community, this nation and this world, we have to have unmerited favor for others. We have to have grace that flows through us like never before. So I would like for you to just lift your hands and receive what the Spirit of God wants to impart into every last one today. Father, you see every man, woman, and child in this room, Father God. You said grace would abound in and through each and every one of them, Father God. So right now, as heaven is falling down in this place today, Father God, you're lifting up burdens, you're lifting up cares, you're lifting up judgmental spirits. We bind everyone by the power of God, and we speak amazing grace, amazing grace, amazing grace. Amazing grace, grace flowing like a river into us and through us to others in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I can't hardly wait till your love flows through me in a new way. We sang a song earlier, let the new wine, the new wine. The new wine is the spirit of love, is the spirit of God. Let that new wine flow through us today in a supernatural way, and may we never, ever, ever be the same. In Jesus' name. Amen. Love one another. Show some amazing grace.